Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
UN peacekeeping operations in Africa are facing unprecedented challenges today, including faltering host nation cooperation and consent, and the presence of actors like the Wagner Group in conflict zones, said Michelle Sisson, Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs, in recent congressional testimony.
So it's clear that we need to expand our multilateral toolkit for responding to security crises in Africa while simultaneously pushing to improve UN peacekeeping.
The UN Security Council recently adopted Resolution 2719, which provides a framework for the partial funding of African-led peace support operations with UNSS contributions, explained Assistant Secretary Sisson.
We were very active in the negotiation of this resolution. We insisted that future African Union-led peace operations supported by UNSS contributions comply with UN human rights due diligence policy and are mandated to protect civilians and be authorized by and accountable to the UN Security Council.
The complex crises across Africa demand new tools in addition to traditional UN peacekeeping operations, said Assistant Secretary Sisson.
So we need tools that allow the international community to respond rapidly to threats against civilians, to prevent mass atrocities, counter violent extremists or terrorist groups, and stabilize a security situation to allow space for a political solution. African Union peace support operations may also serve as a counter to malign actors who seek to exploit security vacuums, an issue critically important to our U.S. national security.
As the largest financial contributor to UN peacekeeping, the United States remains committed to defending American interests in Africa and working with its multilateral partners to tackle the global challenges of conflict, insecurity, and human rights violations by improving peacekeeping missions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.